Now, I don't know how much time you spend thinking about the night sky. Certainly as a kid, I spent a lot of time glued to a telescope, including a very memorable hunt for Halley's Comet back when I was 12 years old. But last week, residents in Camden and Campbelltown got a very dramatic and stunning performance from the night sky, with some rather strange flashes darting through the air. Now, a few residents thought that maybe it was meteors. Others thought it might have been UFOs. And as it was actually something a little more prosaic than that. It turned out to be an astronomical phenomenon known as iridium flares. They're a bit more common than you think. I don't know anything about them, but that's why I'm being joined by Tony Law. He's the president of the MacArthur Astronomical Society. Tony, good morning.
Morning, Nick.
Now, what are iridium flares?
Okay, iridium flares are produced by the antenna of the iridium satellites. Now, these are communication satellites that were launched between 1997-1999. The company itself, the Iridium Company, the reason it was called Iridium is because there were going to be originally 77 of these, and the atomic number of Iridium is 77. So nothing other prosaic about Iridium. Anyway, they are set in low Earth orbits about 780 kilometers above the Earth. So originally, there's 66 that form the network. They launched about 88 of them because they needed to have backups as well. The company went broke in 1999 and was restarted in 2001. And it's used mainly for voice satellite communications data management. Now, these being in low Earth orbit, and these rotate around the Earth in the same orbit the whole time, they're predictable.
Right.
Now, what happens is when the sun sets and there's one in your area, you can see the flash of light, of reflected sunlight on these, and it can be very bright. The maximum is just over minus eight. If you're familiar with astronomical terminology, that is very, very bright. Venus, which is you can often see the morning or evening star, is taken as around one. They are very, very bright. And extraordinary. If you know they're coming, and they are predictable, because they're in such concentric orbits, I said 66 worldwide, so you can see them virtually anywhere in the world. There is a website called Heavens Above, where you can just plug in your coordinates. Like I put in Camden, the demo I sent to you. A lot of them are flashing either too low for us to see or not bright enough. For the viewers or the listeners, I should say, June the 24th, this is from Camden, there's going to be a flash around of minus 6.7 at 6:30 in the morning. At the moment, they're visible mainly in the morning, early mornings, and it's only at about seven kilometres away from Camden as the crow flies, and it's about 32 degrees nor-east. If you look up the Heavens Above, plug in the coordinates of Camden, you can get it, or wherever you are in Sydney, you can see them. It gives you the direction, the altitude, and the satellite number even of it. Now, as these satellites fail, some of them tumble out of orbit, so you don't see them, or you can see some unusual flashes, not predicted flashes. But for this last week, there's about 12 over this area. And it does vary depending on the availability of the satellites in an area. But they try and link four together at any one time. And it is not unusual to see a double.
Wow.
A double flash. A lot of people see flashes. They see other satellites. It's not just iridium flares. but these ones are predictable. You may have seen the flashes from, or the travel through the night sky of the International Space Station. Very, very bright. A lot of other satellites, you can be looking, as we were last night, looking. I was looking at Omega Centauri, and all of a sudden saw a satellite pass through the view in the telescope. There's many, many, many up there, and these can all cause at some time or other flashes. There, of course, is aircraft and other phenomena as well, but these iridium flares are very, very predictable.
I think what I love is you can also predict how bright they are, of course, because you've got a clear indication of where they'll be relating to the sun, what the angle's going to be, and you can get an idea of, you know, weather permitting, how visible it's going to be.
Yeah, exactly. And that's an issue, the weather.
Especially at the moment.
So it's and they are very clear. And it will only happen at that area. That's how I send you that photograph. If you have a camera set up around the... set it up for 30 seconds, so start your exposure 15 seconds before the flash is due, because it is extremely predictable, and for 15 seconds afterwards, so you've got a 30-second exposure, you can grab one of these flashes. It can be quite fun, and can be quite frustrating. You don't get a second chance.
Tony, thank you very much. That's actually quite remarkable to me that, you know, it's such a clearly well-known phenomenon to you and something I've never heard of before. And, of course, I remember the Iridium phones. They were like the premier satellite phone back in the 90s.
Yeah, well, they do still exist. I mean, SpaceX launched the first 10 of the next series.
Wow.
Back in January. And they're doing another 10, which is 10 from the same rocket launch. Another 10 in August and 10 more in October. So over the next couple of years, there'll be a brand new, the Iridium Next network.
And a brand new series of predictions again.
But whether they're going to be built in the same way and be able to do the predictability, I haven't heard about that yet.
All right. Well, Tony, thank you very much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Tony Law there. He's the president of the MacArthur Astronomical Society, talking us about iridium flares. And I love how specific they are. Just one type of satellite. As he said, you can find out some details on Heavens Above website. We'll put that up on the 2SER.com website.